go.
Of course, they're paying income tax too, but I'm going to tell you, now they're fussing about these men and who are working, these retired military men who are working in the Pentagon, drawing their retirement check. Well, now they worked, they did their 30 years in service, and they earned their retirement check, I think. Those men know more about the business of the branches of the armed forces than any civilian who could possibly go up there. So far as that's concerned, they're doing more to, let's see, we have three boys from Selma working in the Pentagon. I forget who the third one is. But anyway, the three boys I taught working up there in the Pentagon, and I'm willing to believe that all these three boys are doing good jobs up there. But of course they haven't retired, they're still on active duty. And that's their station currently. But they talk about that, but there's a lot of that work that those retired officers know so much better how it should be handled than any civilian they could put up there. I was reading in Time magazine, I think it was about some man who went in the Army and came out and worked for the industry and went back in the Army and came out and worked. He's a highly trained scientist.
Talk about the name. So you said two races, have the black race and the black people in
it. White people here. Yeah.
Any names for like white people who just won't work, who maybe on welfare and the man won't get a job and won't support his family? What would you call those kind of people?
No account, I'd call them.
No account.
But there's a name for them, but I can't think right now.
Have you heard people call them trash or that?
Oh, yeah, trash. But not only people who don't work, I've heard called trash. I've heard some other folks who don't live.
That mostly a statement about his moral standards. About
yeah, that's trash too. Yeah.
Talk about words like that. When you call someone common, if you say he's a common man, is that a good or a bad thing usually?
It's good or bad. I just use both ways.
Use of a woman is bad mostly.
Yeah.
But for a man, it can be either way.
Well, when you say somebody's just a common man, you mean he's not, in Europe where they have titles and things like that. A common man is just, he grew up in a family that inherited no titles. The commoners. That not a notation of anything bad. And it isn't a degrading to him at all. They're just common people, they're not members of the hierarchy.
What about somebody from the country that just comes in, I don't know anything about city ways, you call him just a...
Foreigner, right? Oh, I don't know. A country jack? Country jack? Country people are good people as a rule.
Sure are. I talk to a lot of them and enjoy them. And let's see. Say, someone's waiting on you to get ready and downstairs, you might say, well, I'll be with you in just
a few minutes is what I'd say. And what else could you say?
And say somebody, you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might stop and ask how
far.
And so you want to know how many times somebody does something, like going to town, you might ask him how
often.
And see, I'll get you to say some names for me. This would be your...
Sorry.
And
you've got yours covered up.
I sure have. But what do you call that stuff that covers it up?
That's how you.
Yeah, I need to get a haircut too. I haven't gotten one in a while. I can't find time to go.
I reckon you can't.
And under here, he's growing.
Beard.
And